The 4th annual Glimmerglass Film Days will be held in Cooperstown, New York on November 10th through the 14th. Peggy Parsons is the Film Days curator and founder, and she's also the founder and director of the film program at the National Gallery of Art. Glimmerglass Film Days explores the concept of resilience in natural and man-made worlds. Films uncover preserving Japanese traditions, tenacity of babushkas in Chernobyl, deep links between African Americans and their ancestral pasts, and the founding of Greenpeace. It also has us travel to South America in search of lost shamans, drugs, and cultures, and examine many other struggles closer to home. Again, the 4th annual Glimmerglass Film Days will be held in Cooperstown November 10th through the 14th, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Peggy Parsons to the roundtable this morning. Peggy, thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Very nice to hear from you and to have you with us. So give us a sense, as I mentioned, this is the 4th annual Glimmerglass Film Days. So tell us a little bit about the history of the event, how it came to be, and how it's grown over these past few years.
Well, I'd be happy to. As you say, it's our 4th year. We took advantage of the fact that we have a holiday weekend this time around.
Yep.
11th of November is Veterans Day, so a lot of people have that day off. And it's shaping up to be a good weekend weather-wise, as far as I can tell. So it's a good time to travel over to Cooperstown. It's very beautiful here, kind of crisp. The lake looks great. This year, as you say, in a general sense, the concept is resilience. We're calling it Against the Odds. That's the overall title we're using for this year's festival. And it really does go all over the world, but every story is quite personal. All of these films are really about, in the end, about individuals and challenges that they've had to face, how that they have figured out ways to overcome things. We started out calling it an environmental film festival, and still is to a large degree. And the reason it's so appropriate to have this kind of theme in Cooperstown is that one of the early environmentalists in America, James Fenimore Cooper, grew up here. This is where he wrote his stories. This is where he sort of had a lot of perceptions about how valuable it would be to protect our natural resources. And so I had the idea, and I also used to live over here, and I'm from this region, and I remember going to movies in Cooperstown. You can't really do that anymore. I mean, there's no movie theater per se,
right,
but it seemed like a good town to stage a festival. And so I joined forces with this wonderful organization called Otsego 2000, which is a it's kind of, in a broad definition, it's an environmental advocacy group. And so we have several different venues around the community. We call them pop-up venues. None of them are actual movie theaters, but the films always look great. We're starting out in the Otisauga Hotel this year. A lot of the screenings are in the Fenimore Art Museum and across the street at the Farmers Museum. And then there's a place right in the center of town called Templeton Hall,
yep,
which is a wonderful venue to watch a movie. There's also a lot of socializing, parties, great local food that you can take in during the course of the weekend, not only at the screenings themselves, which, many of them feature food, but also the some of the restaurants in Cooperstown, nice variety of restaurants, are taking part in something called Coop Eats, which is a special deal. It's mentioned on the website along with all of the films that are there on the website. We have about 16 features. We have various other kinds of events. Saturday morning early is a bird walk, which relates to one of the films that we're showing later in the day called The Messenger.
Yes.
There's also on the very last morning, which is Monday, we have a hike on one of the local farms, which will be a lot of fun and very interesting, kind of a nature walk. So if you can spend the weekend, it's nice. If you can only go to one movie, then look at the website because they're all there.
Looking at the website, which is glimmerglassfilmdays.org, which I'll give out at the end of the segment as well, but it's glimmerglassfilmdays.org. The first words you see at the top of the website are powerful films reflecting our complex relationship with the natural world here at home, throughout our history, and around the world. Did you start with that idea, or has that come over time?
Well, no, we started out with that idea from the very first year. We didn't really have, a particular theme the first year. It was very broadly about the environment. The second year, the focus was on water. Last year, the third year, we called it Sacred Places. And this year, we're expanding the concept a little bit. And we have this title, Against the Odds. Many of the films are documentaries, but we also have a couple of narrative fiction films that still focus on this idea of a challenge in some way. It's a very, very broad range. Would be hard to pick one that is my favorite.
You don't have to. I won't make you do that.
Okay.
You do start off with, tell us about the opening film, Miss Sharon Jones.
Yeah, Miss Sharon Jones is the opening night. It's a film about a wonderful R&B singer who lives most of the time in Brooklyn. A couple of years ago, she got a cancer diagnosis, decided to come upstate for treatment, lived in the town of Sharon Springs, which is near Cooperstown, because she had a very good friend there, and got treatments in the hospital here in Cooperstown. And it's about her whole course and how she came back from this dark period in her life to perform again and to reconnect with her beloved music and her friends and family again. The director is Barbara Koppel, very well-known documentary filmmaker who has won a couple of Academy Awards. Some of you might remember the film called Harlan County, USA, which goes back quite a ways now to the late to the 1970s. But Barbara is coming for the film. She's going to be here for opening night. She's a magnificent filmmaker, storyteller. I think it'll be a great event. So that's opening night. There's also a party afterwards at the local gallery called the Smithy, where there's a wonderful exhibition going on of three artists who we're calling it Earth Shatter. Well, not me, but the two curators who put this show together are calling it Earth Shattering, because it's all of these artists deal with natural materials that sort of comment on the resilience of the land in the face of things that are going wrong with the land. So I think, you know, that show will be a backdrop for the opening night party. And
which
should
is,
be a lot of fun.
Should note, the exhibition runs through the 20th, but the event will be held, and you can also see the there's crossover there for that as well. And when you look at, so in the few moments we have left, in the 2 or 3 minutes that we have left, go over some of the other highlight films that you think, if people are going to come in for a film or two,
sure,
what they shouldn't miss.
Absolutely. Well, if you can come on, we have a full lineup on Friday. There's a couple of daytime events that we're calling the Friday Forum, where we have speakers coming in to kind of very carefully analyze the film, carry on a discussion with the audience. There's Saving Mezinac about the very important archaeological site in Afghanistan. There's also a free screening of a silent film that is, it's actually a very famous film called Grass from 1925, about nomadic people in Persia, which is now Iran, finding new lands for their sheep. Beautiful score was composed to go with that film. Also, late on Friday night, starts at 8:30 at Fenimore Museum, Heart of a Dog by Laurie Anderson. Wonderful movie, very, very inspiring. It's Laurie's ideas about life. She's a great storyteller. Most of the stories in the film kind of revolve around her dog, Lolabelle,
mm-hmm.
But she goes much deeper than that. It's kind of her philosophy of life, and it's very beautiful film. So that's Friday. Saturday is all kinds of things, including a family film, a film about a traditional sake brewer in Japan. Lovely, lovely story about this family-owned brewery. We have the Black Mariah Film Festival on Saturday night, which is a series of short films, new short films, all of which, sort of relate to this concept of resilience. There's a Japanese fall buffet before that. And then late that night, we have Rams, which is a kind of a black comedy from Iceland. Great movie, terrific movie. And then we go into Sunday.
And then that we have Sunday and Monday, as you mentioned. You can find about plan your weekend by going to the website, which is glimmerglassfilmdays.org, glimmerglassfilmdays.org, and see the whole range of films. And so a lot going on. You're very excited. And so just typically, for people, should they make their plans now, or are they? Is it?
Well, sure. You can get tickets now. There are various levels of pass, none of which are very expensive. But if you buy the full pass, you can also take part in the parties and the food that's on offer. You can also buy a pass that would get you into any movie, or you can buy individual tickets, and you can buy your tickets online. And I hear they're going fast, so. I hope that people will take advantage of this chance to get over to Cooperstown this weekend.
The 4th annual Glimmerglass Film Days will be held in Cooperstown on November 10th through the 14th. For more information, visit glimmerglassfilmdays.org. glimmerglassfilmdays.org. That link will be posted along with this interview on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Peggy Parsons, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck and have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate this.
A great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.